This call is being recorded.
We shall begin with the Song of Balance. And so, beloved family, we are blessed to be gathered together in this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat. And the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light. A beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and the violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved goddess of purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens and connects you to the galactic central sun. So now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus now on your breathing as you take several deep breaths, deep cleansing breaths. Just focus now on relaxing and letting go, becoming more and more centered within yourself as you take a deep breath in, breathing in through your nose, holding it for a few seconds. And then exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. As you take another deep breath now, breathing in the light. And exhale out any darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out any darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of all of your chakra centers. You actually have 12 chakras at this stage of your evolution, and they will be coming online in the not too far off future. But for now, you have 9 that have become activated or reactivated within each and every one of you. And starting from the Earth Star Chakra just below your feet, as you move up the spinal cord and as you move up the chakras, pay particular attention to the alignment of those chakras and the respective colors in each chakra. And know that the colors or the high intensity of those colors raises the vibration within each of those chakra centers. And as you raise the vibration within each chakra center, and thereby the entire etheric body, you are also raising the vibrational frequency within your astral body or your emotional body and your physical body as well. So all is assisted in this process or with this experience. All of your bodies are assisted in.
What I'm on a conference call right now. I have my hand over here. I don't have any use on here.
Now, focus on the Earth Star Chakra just below your feet and see that as a earth brown color, deep earth brown. And then moving up to next chakra, your root chakra at the base of your spine, see that as a bright, brilliant ruby red color. And moving up to the next at the sacral area, orange. Then in the solar plexus, yellow. The heart center, blue-green. a high heart center, magenta. The throat area, sky blue. The third eye, at the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. And the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then the soul star chakra, just above your head, pure brilliant white. If you take all of these chakras and their highest intensity colors, the highest vibration within each, and merge them all together now into your soul star chakra. Just visualize all of the chakras merging into one in the soul star chakra. And then once that has happened, you, as your conscious knowing self, just find yourself moving into that soul star chakra now. That expanded soul star chakra. Expanded as in your entire etheric and astral body is now within the soul star chakra. And this becomes your light body. It has always been there. It has never not been there. You just were not aware of it anymore. But now you are. In your light body now, you can travel the universe. Nothing is able to hold you back except yourself. So let yourself move into that soul star chakra, that light body, and feel yourself moving away from your physical form. Leaving your physical form behind, dropping down lower and lower as you rise up through whatever building you're in, up into the sky, through the clouds, all the way until you pass the Earth's atmosphere, and you become aware now of all of the planets of the solar system, all of the ships that are out here, and of course the Earth below you. And as you look down at the Earth, you see the Earth in not her third dimensional expression, for that is just a placeholder now that she is holding for all that are still within that third dimensional expression. Notice there is also a fourth dimensional expression as well. That is what she is largely holding now for all of you. Is that fourth dimension and higher fifth dimensional expression. And as you look down, you see that fifth dimensional expression all around. You see that and feel that. You can feel it wherever you are, whether you're up above the Earth or down on the surface of the planet. You can feel the higher vibration, the frequency. It's the same as when you move into a certain area on the Earth, which has been such as a vortex of energy, where people have felt that vortex of energy, that higher vibrational frequency, and they literally can feel it. It is not just a figment of their imagination. They can feel the higher energy. And you now can feel that higher energy. But it is not just the vortex that can be felt at the third dimensional level, but it is the higher vibrational frequency at the fifth dimensional level, which is 10 to 100 times stronger. So imagine what that would be like, what that will be like when you are standing upon the surface of the planet And you can feel the energy all around you, but not only feel it, but see it as well. See it, feel it. It will become a part of you. Now look out upon the vista in front of you as you look out and see the trees, the majestic trees, forests. The forests have come back everywhere and are stronger than they ever were before. Stronger because of the high vibration and the plants and the flowers. So much more color in the waters, the lakes, the rivers, the streams, the creeks, the oceans, pure, pristine waters, the consciousness in the water, the consciousness in the flowers and the plants and the trees, and the connection that you all have to all of nature. Know that you are one with nature. You are one with the trees, one with the flowers, one with the plants, one with the earth, one with the sky, and the clouds, and the sun, all of the planets of the solar system. Beyond that, look out. Beyond that, look out into the galaxy now and see all of the central suns, solar systems within this galaxy. Beyond that, galaxy, beyond galaxy, beyond galaxy, billions of galaxies and central suns of all of those galaxies, all the way to the central sun of the universe. Source, cosmic source, and the tremendous energy that cannot even be spoken of that emanates from this cosmic source. It is delineated down from sun to sun. Galactic sun to galactic sun, energy reduced, 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 until it reaches your sun, your solar system sun. And then, in a fit of explosion, shoots out those energies that originated from the great central sun of the universe. And were filtered down and filtered down so the sun can finally send this energy down to the earth. That is what has been happening for some time now. Wave after wave of energy, filtered down, till it can be sent to the earth. And you, all of you, can feel and experience that energy. As I said earlier, you not only feel it, but you can see it. Imagine being able to actually see the energy waves. Some, although they have kept mostly quiet, are actually able to do that now. Some can do it, but don't know they can do it yet. It is somewhat the same as seeing auras around people, being able to see those energies, see those light rays. Now let yourselves begin to find your way back to your physical form. But bring that energy that you felt, even for a moment, bring it back in with you. Bring it back as you bring your light body and astral etheric body back into your physical form. Merge it back with your physical form. Know that your light body surrounds your physical body. As you merge back in, feel the energy flowing freely through your body. Your physical body at a higher vibrational frequency now, opening up all of the meridians in your body so energy can freely flow from one part of the body to the next. Fingers, your hands, your toes, your feet, legs, arms, torso, all the way up to the top of your head. Not the Kundalini energy, but the energy from source. Feel that flow of energy, breaking up any obstacle that it finds. Wherever there is energy that has been being held back from freely flowing, there can be pain, there can be injury. If energy flows freely, no pain, no injuries, and even no accidents. Accidents are not accidents. They come with meaning. Now let yourselves come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Sananda. I come to be with you at this time, in these continuing changing times. But my message today is not so much about those changing times, but about your staying the course throughout these times. As you continue to move forward in vibration, continue to rise in vibration more and more as your consciousness raises. And as your consciousness raises, your vibration raises. And as your vibrational frequency raises, your consciousness raises. And memories begin to flow back into you. That is what is happening to many of you now. Many times you receive a memory, but you're not sure if it is something you are just making up in your mind as an imagination, or if it is real. And I tell you now, at this moment, it is real. You are receiving memories. You are receiving assistance from many different sources that are helping you move through this. You are not alone through this. Never have been, never will be. But it is important for you to stay the course. Stay on that course of ascension. No matter what befalls you, no matter what gets in your way, what obstacles show up in front of you. If those obstacles do show up, just move around them. Do not try to go through them. Just simply sidestep them. Move around and move on. And stay the course. Hold that course to ascension. For nothing and no thing can stop you now if you do not allow them to. None of the dark forces, the cabal, the deep state, as you call them, can stop you if you do not allow them to. You just continue on living your life moment to moment, being in the present now. And everything will continue to take its course, just as it needs to. You will remain on course. And your final destination, is that ascension? No. For there is never indeed a final destination. You will always be on the journey, even until you merge back in with Source. There is still journey after that. There can never be a final destination. There are points along the way, but not ending points. For wherever there is an ending, there is a new beginning developing. That is where you are right now, coming to an end. Coming to an end of an age, the age that is moving into the beginning of the Aquarian Age, the next golden age. Have you had golden ages here previously? Yes, you have. And dark ages followed those golden ages. Once again, you come to a golden age. The dark age is ending. And the new golden age is beginning. Not about to begin. It has already begun. But that is in the mind of the beholder. What you think about and you intend about, you bring about. Always know that you are the creator. You are creating your life moment by moment. So create the life that you individually want and the lives you want for the collective consciousness of this planet. You are in more control than you give yourselves credit for. It is not us, the Galactics or the Ascended Ones. It is not us that are coming to save you. It is you yourselves that are saving yourselves. So as always, continue to trust. Trust, yes, in the universal plan. God's plan for this planet and for its people. But trust also in yourselves to make it through, to move through the quicksand that attempts to hold you back, to drag you down under in those negative emotions, those negative feelings, those lower vibrational frequencies. That is the quicksand. But you do not have to step into it. Again, simply move around it. And continue on and continue on. Stay the course. I am Sananda, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. That you would continue to be yourself throughout all of this and not let anyone sway you from your chosen course. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Hum. Greetings to one who serves here. And no Shoshana at this point, but we will muddle on here. We will continue on and assist you in any way that we can, just as we have been doing for quite some time now. Not only these years that we have been working with this group, but We, as in the collective we, those of us, the ascended ones, the galactics, the Agarthans, have been working with all of you from lifetime to lifetime to lifetime. We have been here. You may not have known we were there, but we were there nevertheless. And there were times when you had what were more called mundane guides that were assisting you. But we have taken over for those mundane guides, and we are here to assist you through this ascension process in any way that we can. And one of the ways that we do is through this question and answer type of session here, where we can be of service and answer your questions. Because if you have questions, it is likely that others have the same question or similar type of question that they are not wanting or maybe a little afraid to ask. Please ask your questions if you have them. We are ready.
I have a question.
Yes.
I was listening to a talk by Cobra. And he was saying that there has to be a mile-high tsunami in order to help cleanse the earth. And so he was predicting that. I'm not sure when that is supposed to happen, but I was wondering if you wouldn't comment on that.
We will say this about that, that there are many different sources from many different situations, we will say, that are coming forward and giving information and timing and these types of things. But that cannot be given because it has not been determined yet what exactly is going to happen, because this has never happened before. As we have said many times, there has never been a planetary and people ascension where all ascend at one time. The planet has already ascended. Gaia has already moved on and is holding space for you. But you as a collective are moving through this ascension process. And again, because it has never happened, we cannot say directly how this is going to occur. Whether there will be natural catastrophes, whether there will be man-made catastrophes, none of this is fully determined yet, but it is coming to more of a climax here, we will say, in terms of working to bring about the next stages, one stage after another, one domino falling and another following that, and so on and so on. And that is where you are at this point. Whether there will be a huge catastrophe like has been spoken of, that is in the old times, the old biblical references, the old prophecies that said there would be great catastrophes and all of this that would happen. But as you know, the timelines have shifted. You, the creators of this timeline, have shifted this. And you are moving in a different timeline now of your own creation that is moving you into a more gentle aspect of ascension here to bring this about. Now, in order for this to happen, there has to be the fall of the old third dimensional expression. That does have to occur. How it occurs is not yet known. But do not have fear about this in any way, because it is all under control. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Yes. Would there be other questions here?
I have one.
Yes.
If you see and or hear something that bothers you, is it possible to purge your memory so that the event, whatever it was, does not come up again?
If it is something you are referring to in your past as a memory, you can always let go of those memories. That is what the reprogramming that you are all going through that is happening now. You are in that process of reprogramming yourselves as much as you possibly can, whenever you can. So that is why we gave some time ago, forgive, forget, and move on. Forgive anyone that has done anything to you in the past, because that continues on with karma. And forget anything that is something within your past memories that is something that holds you back, that will hold you back from ascension, attachments, this type of thing, will hold you back from your ascension process. And simply move on. Be in the present now as much as you possibly can. And if you do those three things, you are well on your way to your ascension. Okay?
I guess I'm just trying to, I'm just wondering how to forget something like that that bothers me, and my mind keeps on showing me over and over and over.
You have a saying. Just do it. Just do it.
Okay.
And ask for help. Ask for assistance from your guides, those that are working with you. They will assist you, as well as your higher God self will assist you. Simply ask, and it will be received. Okay?
Thank you.
Yes. Would there be any other questions here?
Greetings.
Yes,
Moses I've... here.
Yeah.
On this 28th of June, the here on Earth, the day that messenger Abraham, Prophet Abraham, was tested was celebrated. And in that context, I wanted to know if, the Most High God felt like testing us a little bit this month, because I've had quite a troublesome month. I was having a great, great time, but this month, for no particular reason, everything that could go wrong went really wrong. And I just could not pinpoint what I might have triggered in order to cause, this long list of situations. So I was wondering if maybe it had to do with, the annual celebration of Prophet Abraham coming to be, and maybe Most High God feeling like testing us on this month, or if I did something terrible that triggered this, or perhaps a miscreation. I was wondering if you could give us your perspective. Thank you.
My goodness, dear one, you have been in a testing situation ever since you first incarnated here on this planet many, many lifetimes ago. Test after test, learning after learning, teaching, being taught, all this throughout many, many lifetimes. The difference now is the energy waves that have been coming into the planet, higher vibrational frequency, raising consciousness across the planet. So it is bringing up those things that have been held back within the deepest levels of your memory, in the deepest levels of your emotional bodies. It is coming up because of these energy waves. But it is all purposeful. You will get through it, just as everyone else will get through it if they allow themselves to do so. Okay?
I get it. Thank you. But this will seem to be external events. I'm not understanding the correlation between, emotional, trapped, hidden energies and something that happens externally outside my control.
When you say outside of your control, there is no such thing. Everything that happens to you is happening because of you. It is not outside of yourself. See? And that is what you need to come to understand. That is the creative ability that you have. You are creating your life, no matter what it is. You have either created it in the past or you are creating it now. You see?
Okay. Thank you, but I still cannot imagine what I could have done to trigger, you know, this month of June. It was quite harsh.
That is what we are saying. Many have had this experience in this month of June because of the higher vibrational frequency waves that have been coming in, bombarding the planet, we will say here. So many are having difficulties in this respect. But again, it is all a part of the process here, not something that you have done specifically where you are being punished or tested or anything of this nature. It is just a part of the process. Okay?
Thank you.
Yes. Would there be any other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
I just have a question of memories. Do you recommend going back into the Akashic records? And I've just been having these memories just bombard me, and I know that they're not this lifetime. Do you recommend going back into the records and finding out what it's trying to tell me, or if I'm trying to bring something forth, you know? Or maybe something I have to clear.
This is what Sananda was speaking of, as well as many, many other sources have been sharing in this respect, that these memories are coming back to you and will continue to come back to you. Eventually, as you move more fully through the ascension process, you will have all of your memories returning. The entire Akashic record will be available to you. But for the time being, it is not necessarily recommended that you delve back into the past, because when you do that, you will have to deal with what you bring up, you see. Sometimes it is better to just forget. That is the forgive, forget, and move on. There are times where it can be helpful to relive some past memories and this type of thing. But the purpose of that is to move through it and not just, not to get help, be held back in it. You do not want to be held back in the past, you see? That is of all of the programming that you have had lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And these programs continue on in this lifetime unless you have let them go. Let go. Become unattached as much as you possibly can. That is ascension. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
We need to release channel here now. And we just simply say, as Sananda has given, stay the course. It is very important for you as things begin to, what you might call, heat up more in terms of more and more things being revealed that are coming out of the shadows. Stay the course. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.